From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes the fifth in a series of messages on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the whole series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. The fifth message is focusing on verse 13, With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. Entitled Sound Speech That Cannot Be Condemned, this message began by focusing on the concern for sound speech. Next, Dr. Cairns described the content of sound speech. The text provides us with a connection between the psalmist's lips, my lips, as he says, and God's mouth. In other words, what we say must be governed by what God says in His Word. God's people need to be prepared to give the message of God's salvation to the lost. For that, we need not only a knowledge of the Scriptures, but also the courage and conviction to give forth that message. That conviction comes from a total allegiance to the Word of God, recognizing that this alone is God's authority. It is not up to us to be original, but to be faithful in declaring what God has said in the Bible. Only there can man learn the way to God's redemption, which is found in Jesus Christ alone. Dr. Cairns will bring the conclusion of this message shortly. First, we call your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Abiding in Obedience in Love. The text is John 15, verse 10, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. These things cannot be parted, abiding in obedience and abiding in the love of Jesus. A life under the rule of Christ can alone prove that we are the objects of our Lord's delight. We must keep our Lord's command if we would bask in His love. If we live in sin, we cannot live in the love of Christ. Without the holiness which pleases God, we cannot please Jesus. He who cares nothing for holiness knows nothing of the love of Jesus. Conscious enjoyment of our Lord's love is a delicate thing. It is far more sensitive to sin and holiness than mercury is to cold and heat. When we are tender of heart and careful in thought, lip, and life to honor our Lord Jesus, then we receive tokens of His love without number. If we desire to perpetuate such bliss, we must perpetuate holiness. The Lord Jesus will not hide His face from us unless we hide our face from Him. Sin makes the cloud which darkens our sun. If we will be watchfully obedient and completely consecrated, we may walk in the light as God is in the light, and have as sure an abiding in the love of Jesus as Jesus has in the love of the Father. Here is a sweet promise with a solemn if. Lord, let me have this if in my hand, for as a key it opens this casket.
Yeah.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning, or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
There must be an absolute conviction of the authority of God's Word. And with that, of course, there must be a personal allegiance to God's Word. One of the worst things that can happen is for somebody who gets up and says, this is what the Bible says, and then he goes and does the very opposite himself. We've all met people like that. They can give you what the Bible says, and they'll say, oh, yes, that's right. But they do the very opposite themselves. They talk about morality, but they live immorally. They talk about truth, but they are liars. They talk about honesty, but they're thieves. No, no, if we're going to have convictions, the conviction has got to come home to our own heart. There's a total personal allegiance to this word. I believe God as he's revealed in that Bible. I'm tired of hearing people saying, well, I think God this, I conceive God the other way. Look, your conception of God is idolatry. And so is mine, unless it is what that Bible says. That's all. That's all. I believe God as he's revealed in that Bible. I believe the Christ that is revealed in that Bible. I believe the gospel that's revealed in that Bible. I believe in the morality that's revealed in that Bible. I believe in the standards of personal, private, and public morality that's taught in that Bible. Total allegiance to God's word. Now you get those convictions, the inspiration of the word, the authority of the word, and personal allegiance to the word. And then you'll get the courage of those convictions. The psalmist had the courage of them, for he said, I declared. And the word could be, I declared or I will declare. I'm going to declare. This is a total commitment. In other words, you kneel your colors to the mast. You kneel your colors to the mast. When you go out into the world, you're going to take your stand for the truth of God. You're going to speak God's word. You are not going to be intimidated by man. We need a race of Christians who have such a fear of God that they will never fear the face of man. Our fear of man overcomes us when we lose the fear of God. So we take our stand. But it's more than just taking a stand. We have found the value of this word. Every Christian has proved this Bible. We have found its value. We know its power. And therefore we've got to tell it. Do you remember in 2 Kings 7, you have the story of the four leprous men outside the besieged city of Samaria? There was famine in the city. The people were dying of hunger. These four lepers said, look, we're going to die. We're going to die. Even if we could get into the city, we would die in there. We're outside. We'll go out to the besieging army, the Syrians, and we'll see, will they give us something to eat? And if they kill us, well, we're going to die anyway. When they got there, they found that the Lord had been there before them. And in fulfillment of the prophecy that had been made and the king had scorned it, or his lieutenant had scorned it, the army had been scattered. They'd been taken in a sudden fright. They had run. They had left everything as it stood. Their tents were there. Their provisions were there. And they were scampering for their lives. So when these four lepers entered in, they thought they'd died and gone to heaven. They were starving. Here was food. What did they do? Well, they did what you'd have done. They sat down and they filled their belly. They were having a great time. And then this is what they said. We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings. And we hold our peace. There's a starving city there. There's food here. We have discovered the good news. We have tasted it ourselves. We understand the provision. And yet here we are, and we're saying nothing. We do not well. I think that could be said of many a Christian. We have found, we have tasted, we have seen that the Lord is good. We have felt the power of the Word. We have known its grace. We cannot be silent. We know that this Bible meets every need. We know that's the answer to the guilt that racks many consciences. We know it's the answer to the turmoil that's in many homes. We know that the Bible has the answer. In other words, we have heaven's light in the midst of the world's darkness. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, "You are the light of the world." You are the light of the world. Not just I am the light of the world, but you are the light of the world. You're God's light in a dark world. He says, "A city that's set in a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick that it might give forth light." It gives light to all that are in the house. Then he said this, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." You've got the light of God. Don't hide it. You must have conviction. You must have the courage of those convictions. Now, can you be mocked? Yep. Can you be laughed at? Yep. Can you be kicked out of your job? Yep. But you can still speak for Christ. One of the things that has been really outstanding since our sister Marianne was told she was dying, one of the things that's been really outstanding was just the response to her witness. Without going into all the story, she used to be a school teacher. Her husband died. She needed a job. So she began on the check out at Walmart. Now you're not there to speak of Christ. In fact, a year or two ago, Walmart wouldn't even allow their employees to say Happy Christmas. So that's how much spiritual latitude there was. But Marianne spoke of Christ. And people who were sick, and some who were dying, when they came to that store, would make their way around to come to her aisle because they wanted a word from God. Her workmates, saved and unsaved, have seen and heard the grace of God. And those workmates have rallied around. And they are doing all that they can to say what an impact one lonely Christian witness had in their lives. Men and women, let me tell you, to hide the word of God in the heart, to declare it with the lips, is the mark of our separation. It separates you from the world. But it's also the pinnacle of our service. Our Savior said in the prophetic words of Psalm 40 verse 10, "I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation." I wonder, can you say the same? I trust it will be our testimony. Lord, I want to live clean in an unclean world. In the midst of all the foul stream of verbal ungodliness that's surrounding me, I want to be a witness for Christ. And with my lips, I will declare the judgments of thy mouth. May God give us the ear of the student and the tongue of the learned to know how to speak a word to him that is weary and give an answer to him that asks us a reason for the hope that lies within us. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let us all pray. Our gracious God and our eternal Heavenly Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bow in thy holy presence. Our God, we thank thee that we have the Bible. We thank thee we have God's word, inspired and inerrant. We thank thee, our Father and our God, that we have this book of divine authority. We would today give our allegiance afresh to thee and to thy word. Lord, make us more like our Savior. We pray that thou wilt indeed give us the tongue of the learned. O, waken our ears morning by morning, day by day, to teach us the things of God. And O Lord, what thou hast taught us, enable us to give it to others. O Lord, make us separated in our speech, Christ-like in our speech, godly in our speech. Lord, make that true in the home. When we're shut off from the world, Lord, we pray that every husband and wife will learn to speak with grace. We pray that every child will grow up hearing the speech of grace, speech of edification. We pray, our Father and our God, that thou wilt do this also in our fellowship in the church. Oh, give us a word for the weary. Give us, we pray, a heart for the weary. Make every one of us a Barnabas in some degree, a son of encouragement. Lord, we would pray that thou wilt give us grace to speak for Christ in the world. And among the ungodly, if every man is known by his conversation as a bird is known by its song, Lord, let us be known as Christians wherever we go by what we say and how we say it. And Lord, let our lives conform to our lips, that we may not contradict with our lives the gracious things we speak with our lips. Lord, bless us, we pray, and enable us truly to live clean in an unclean world. Hear our prayer and part us with thy blessing, and keep us in thy fear, the beginning of all knowledge and wisdom. Be the abiding portion of all thy blood-bought church, both this Sabbath day and evermore. We pray these things, giving thee our thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info at faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.